What we're going to talk about is the second part of really what this morning was, which was we're going to talk about the public company side. When we talk about the Jobs Act, as they noted in the last panel, it's a little schizophrenic in that it spends a lot of time that the first thing is the IPO on-ramp and all this great stuff, and aren't IPOs great? And then the rest of it is how not to go public. And so it is kind of a mix, and we're going to talk about the IPO on-ramp part. And then we're going to close with a little, we're going to go through each of the four parts of it. Then we're going to go into a little bit the changes in Section 12G and how 34 Act registration is affected by the Jobs Act. And then hopefully close a little bit with, well, what does all that mean? Where are we going with this? And I also want to say before we get started, I've been doing panels for a long time, and I think I've done maybe 1,000 of them if you count webcasts. And I have to congratulate Lona on being the first one ever to use a Ron Popeil reference in his speech when he said, set it and forget it earlier today. And I thought that was great. So my day's already been made. So with that, the two gentlemen in the middle here are going to start off with a good probably 30, 40-minute discussion of how this works, and we'll chime in as we go. But you guys are in charge. Have at it.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we'll kick it off by sort of talking about the gatekeeper for the IPO on-ramp, and that's this new defined term, emerging growth company. For tongue twister reasons, I'll call it an EGC for most of the rest of this presentation, but it's a real critical term. It is a newly coined term. It's defined in both the 33 and 34 Acts as an issuer with total annual gross revenues of less than $1 billion during its most recently completed fiscal year. We're fortunate that the timing of this panel is a little bit later in sort of the rule release, so that the SEC has been kind enough to weigh in on sort of the buzzwords within this definition. Total annual gross revenue, well, what does that mean? Well, it means total revenue as presented on the income statement under U.S. GAAP or for foreign private issuers, IFRS.